All right, welcome back to the Pine Bluff High School's Little Theater. And, folks, we have had a whale of an audience here today. Students here from Pine Bluff High School have been very attentive. A lot of them are taking notes. I'm Floyd Donald, and this is a special edition of Talk Back Live. Normally, you hear us on the radio from 9 a.m. where Greg Horn and Will Jenkins do a great morning show there, so you can tune into them as well. And this is the this debate, this live debate here in terms of radio, is the brainchild of Youth Engagement Services, Inc. It is a nonprofit organization here in Pine Bluff. We have the CEO, the lady who created it all and decided to work with young people, and she decided to get y'all out of class so y'all could participate this morning. Y'all need to give her a round of applause. And she is one tenacious little lady. She's on the Pine Bluff City Council. She represents the First Ward. She's been cracking the whip at Ray King and myself here today, and you can see she's the lady that's yelling, time! So anyway, please give a great round of applause for Joni Alexander. Turn around and look at it.
Look at everybody.
All right, so listen, how did you come up with this idea about, and by the way, we're going to get to the third ward candidates here in just a moment. So how did you come up with this idea? You know, I was fed up with those other forums.
So when I was running for office, I just got tired of the same format for every forum that we went to. The questions really had nothing to do with the positions. They were very generic. And the questions did come from the audience. And sometimes the audience doesn't understand the job that we actually do, which is why for the past 2 weeks I've been trying to speak to some of the seniors so you all could get a better understanding as to why the moderators are asking certain questions. So I feel like to run for office, you have to be tough. You have to be accountable for things you've done in the past. And so I wanted us to have a tough debate. And I wanted you all to be the audience because next year you all will be grown and out of school. And you need to get involved in your city government because this city is what we're leaving you, whatever state that may be in. But you can have a say-so in who is in those positions now. And how many people in here registered to vote? Good job. So I'm just happy to be here. I hope you all are enjoying it, and I hope we can do this every campaign election season. Thank you.
You know, I know there's going to be a lot of the candidates who are running. They're running for the Democratic nomination. I don't know how many Republicans that are involved. Will you consider doing this for the general election? Because this is the primary election, and the election date is March 3rd. And by the way, for those who are registered to vote, we can tell you that early voting starts on February 18th. So will you do this for the general campaign as well, the election?
It depends on how many candidates are in that election. And it would probably not be at the high school. We might take that one to the college. But we'll always come back here for the primary.
Okay. Now, I would be remiss if I did not take the time to give you this opportunity to let everybody know, what is Youth Engagement Services? What is that organization all about?
How long do I have?
he's ready to go to class.
I want to tell you all a quick story. So before I ran for city council, before I even had an interest, I moved back to Pine Bluff and I found out that 47% of the youth live below poverty. That's crazy. That's almost one in every two children. So I worked in the previous administration's mayor's office and I came up with this plan. I wanted to use tax dollars to do programs and events for our youth. It wasn't passed, and that's okay. And what I did, and instead of taking it to heart and being upset that the council did not pass my idea, I registered myself as a 501c3, and now we're all sitting here. So don't ever give up just because someone tells you no. The Lord is just directing you in another direction to implement your idea, and that's how we got here.
All right, another round of applause for Joni Alexander. All right, good morning again, everybody. I know I do have to take another break, but let us welcome to the stage the young man that is running for Third Ward Alderman. He is Glenn Brown Sr. His occupation, he is a hairstylist. He's with the B&S Barbershop. His slogan is, "Experience you can trust." His reason for running is that he loves Pine Bluff in the best way. And he says nobody loves Pine Bluff as much as he does. Please give a round of applause for Glenn Brown Sr.
Okay, we should explain while Mr. Brown comes up here that...
All right. Alderman Brown, if you would stand by, we're going to explain why your opponent is not here when we come back. So you're listening to Talkback Live on 99.3 FM, The Beat, and also on 101.3 FM, Oldies 101.3 FM. I'm Floyd Donald. Ray King is here as well. Stand by. We'll be back after this short break.